we just got to let Coach Tony headbang for a little while.
Right? I love that.
I think that's the way to do it. It's Get Your Lean On, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. Good afternoon on this gorgeous day.
Beautiful.
65 right now.
It was really weird. Yesterday, we're sitting out on the porch, right?
That's weird enough right there. I mean, you don't even have to tell any more of the story. We're
the old cats on the block. All the kids are, like, scooting around in the neighborhood, right? And we got our dog out there, and she's completely freaked out. Like, she doesn't know what to do because it's like, it's really nice out, but I'm crawling around on this big mountain of snow. And she wouldn't get off it.
You know, that's funny, too, and I think kind of moments where I realize I'm a parent, I see other people's kids outside playing in the snow in shorts and short sleeves, and I'm thinking to myself, put a coat on, right?
Why do you have yours bundled up in a parka yet?
I don't know. Because, you know, you don't want them to get sick, and it's see, exactly, that's the parent philosophy, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, you're a little nervous.
I'm always nervous, though, Tony. Come on.
The kids are young yet. Yeah. Once they get a little older, you'll just want to push them out of the house.
Okay. By the way, I apologize for the voice. I was telling you, I was at game four of the Bucks yesterday.
Not a problem.
Oh, my goodness.
You sound way better than I thought you would, so.
I appreciate that. So, speaking of nervous, goodness. The ticker survived, but here we are. So we got some good stuff to talk about today. So, you know, I was going to say that I don't have much of a voice, so I'm going to talk less and you can talk more. I don't think that should be an issue.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
You always joke where it's like, I never have anything to say. And I'm like, I don't even have to be here, Tony.
Right. Well, yeah. You kind of do. You keep the flow going.
I push the buttons.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Right. At the beginning when I couldn't find your music.
Right.
Yeah. So, but we got some fun stuff in store for today.
We do. You know, there's been this huge topic about CBD oil, and there's been a lot of influx of questions about it. So I picked one out, and I just wanted to dive into that. But we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Right off the bat, though, you know, I want to bring up something about the virtual nutrition coaching. Now, I started this new project. Mm-hmm. In late November, and it's went over really well. Let me rewind a little bit. So back in 2008, when I released my first book, you know, Justin, it was all a process. It was all about, you know, kind of flipping somebody's lifestyle upside down, taking all the things out of their diet and then adding them back in to help them lose weight. And I realized that that was just like every other diet out there. You know, so I had to go back to the drawing board and I had to figure out, well, why is weight loss so hard for people to grasp, and especially permanent weight loss? And I really realized that the main reason why is because nobody's actually teaching people in a curriculum style what's actually happening biologically to the body. We all think it's this big energy in, energy out calorie equation.
Yeah.
And it's more really to do with hormones than it is calories. So I went back to the drawing board and I started to ask questions to people, especially clients, about, you know, what they needed to reinforce helping them lose weight and permanently keep it off. And I came up with a curriculum style 12-step program. And that has been my teaching for the last several years. Then I realized that I can touch a lot more people that don't really want to come in and see me once a week.
Yeah.
So I created a virtual style of this same process. Now, if you're somewhat, somewhat disciplined, mm-hmm. This is a perfect style program for you.
Okay.
Because you can do it at the leisure of your own comfort of your own, in your own home, on your own time. And it is laid out really, really well. So it's just one little step at a time so you can understand exactly why you gain weight, because nobody's teaching us why we gain weight. They just seem to come up with a solution on how to lose it.
Yeah.
But if you understand the parameters on how you actually gain weight, then losing it seems a lot more identifiable. You know, you can understand, oh, if this is why I gain it, this is how to reverse it. So I created this program, and it's worked wonders. Since the release in late November, early December, I've already helped over 100 people with this program.
It's outstanding.
And it's, yeah, and it goes over. But I think people need to hear more about what it's about. you know, rather than just being a traditional diet, why it's so different. And the approach is one little incremental step at a time so you don't flip somebody's lifestyle upside down. So I've, over the last 20 years, I've investigated our food and found the five most insidious ingredients in the Western diet, meaning the most hormonally disruptive ingredients that are breaking our biology. And we need to either peel those out of our diet or we need to get them down to a subtle level where our body can start to work in our favor again, our hormones are balanced again. And then bringing things back into our diet, like our macronutrients, protein, where we get our calories from, protein, carbs, and fat. How much does our body really need, you know, of these things to help us operate optimally? And in what value should they be? How should we look at them? Because they all do different things to the body. And it's just went over excellent.
So, and I know you have somebody here to help you talk a little bit about that.
I do, yeah.
Why don't you,
yeah.
You want to talk to, let's do that. Why don't you introduce your guest and
sure.
bring Kayla in.
Yeah. Kayla, are you there? Hi. Hello, Kayla.
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. How are things going for you?
Fantastic.
Excellent, good. Well, tell us, you know, tell the audience a little bit about, you know, your struggles and what you've been through, you know, in the whole dieting process. And then let's kick off some of the things that you're doing now and what the difference is.
Sure. So I've kind of always struggled with weight, but more so after I had my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit my all-time heaviest. And so then I started basically researching and trying to find something that would fit me. In the last 4 years, I've tried Isogenics, Omni, Weight Watchers, Metafast, Herbalife, Advocare, cutting calories, low carb, you name it, I've tried it.
You've really been through the ringer of diets.
I have, and I'll be honest, the first couple weeks, you lose some, and then it gets hard or it gets boring or you just don't lose anymore. And so I got frustrated and pretty much gave up after that. And I'm going to say about 6 or 7 weeks ago, a family friend of mine, she had posted some before and after pictures and had shared her experience with Tony's program and kind of what she's been doing. So I reached out to her. She referred me to Tony. And then that's pretty much how I met Tony. I contacted him. We had our consultation. And then I dove in. I started the virtual program. I've been doing that for about 5 weeks now.
Let's tell the listeners how, you know, why is this approach so much different than what you've tried?
It's easy. It's easy to use. Simple changes that don't overwhelm me. It's one step at a time. It's very informative. I mean, a lot of times when you start a new program, yes, they tell you that it's going to work, or if you do this, you're going to see results, but you don't have the science behind it. You don't know what these things do to your body. So what I like about it is that it's not all stripped from you right away. It's one step at a time. It's easy to understand. I never feel hungry or deprived. And it's really just been an all-around huge change for me and my actual entire family.
That's really awesome. You know, I'll tell you, Kayla, it sounds like a mirror image of everybody that I get that contacts me about this program. It's just set up. And the science behind it is one step at a time, because if I can get somebody to adhere to just one simple, subtle move at a time, there's a 96% chance they're going to get it and they're going to get it right. Now, if I do that, if I give them 2 to 3 things, it moves from a 66 to a low 30s, and then that means they get nothing done. So, you know, as I did my research on how do I teach a curriculum style nutrition program that can help people become healthy and lose weight and do it permanently, I knew that I had to slow the process down a little bit so they understood the biological processes of each step of the plan. So you speak perfectly of it. That's great. And How are you doing now? How do you feel?
Well, I feel fantastic. For the last 2 years, I have been seeing a therapist for anxiety and depression, and I will tell you that I have had no anxiety. My emotions are way more under control, and it took 5 weeks of changing my food for me to see any kind of results with my emotional state, and I feel fantastic.
That's awesome.
My family, even my husband's down 30-some pounds.
Wow, in just 5 weeks?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yep, and he feels fantastic. He has way more energy. I have a 4-year-old daughter who has always had stomach problems, and basically I've changed my entire house, so it's not just me, and we have had no episodes with her. She completely did a 360.
This is awesome. I love this. I love getting the influx of emails coming from people saying, hey, you know what, doing the program, it's working great. And it just sounds like a repeat of that. So it's great. I'm glad you jumped on board and you weren't too skeptical, and it's really bode well for you. So I just wanted other people to understand that this is a brand new approach, and it can help if it works for everybody. It doesn't segregate. So it works for everybody, and it's another proof in the pudding right here that, you know, the program is awesome. So thank you, Kayla. I appreciate you, letting the listeners hear you and your story, and, you know, maybe it'll ring home with some others who are looking for, you know, a results-driven program.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Kayla.
All right, thank you, Kayla. Yeah, and you bring it up too, and that's why you join us every week, Tony, to talk about different opportunities to help people, as being able to help Kayla and her family.
It is that's great. That's why I'm doing it. You know, I mean, yeah, this is what I was born to do. I've been doing this a long time. I make my living doing it, but the rewards are really in the people that you help.
It's our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. Get your lean on with Coach Tony Bednarowski, talking health, fitness, and nutrition. And take a short break, come back, and get into some of those questions coming in this week with Coach Tony. We'll have more on the way, 4:23, and just because it's fun to say, a little bit of sunshine and 65 here at the Myron Construction Studio of WHBY. 4:26 on our Monday, Ask the Experts, WHBY. Should I say it again, Tony?
Sure.
65.
Love
right
it.
No, at the Myron Construction, so 65.
You know, the funny thing is, Justin, to be honest with you, I have my patio furniture out. It's not set up yet, but the front stuff on the porch is definitely out. And somebody says, oh, are you prematurely actually putting your furniture out? I'm like, no, I think we've seen the worst of this, and it's over. We're on our way to summer.
Better be.
I really believe that.
Legit, better be.
Yeah.
So.
I believe it.
I want to make that decision, though. That decision of putting the snowblower in the where the lawnmower is and switching the two in the order of what do you want to call them? They're not appliances, but the outdoor appliances. Sure, they're outdoor appliances.
They're garage appliances.
Garage appliances.
No,
I
do the same thing as you do, and I'm ready to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to dive into a topic here, and you talked a little bit about it before, and we don't have time to actually get into the question, so I think we're going to just dive into the basic concept here first, and then after Mike's in with our 4:30 news, we'll get into the actual topic just a little bit more. But got a question coming in from Terry. I've been hearing an awful lot about CBD oil lately. Can you explain what it is and what are your thoughts on it? Are its claimed benefits really true, and is it worth investigating further? Thank you for your time and your input. So I think what we'll do is we'll break it down. We'll just kind of take that first concept first in that question. Can you explain what it is? What is CBD oil?
Well, CBD oil is actually extracted from the cannabis plant. So they dilute it, they extract it and dilute it, and then they fill it in with a carrier filler, either like coconut oil or hemp seed oil.
Okay.
So it can either be in a spray or it's come in encapsulated, and it's something to take that's been shown some pretty good promise therapeutically for people. Matter of fact, my father-in-law, and we'll get dive into this pretty deep, but my father-in-law actually has arthritis pretty bad. And the more investigating I did and the more research I did on CBD oil, I asked him if he would go ahead and try this stuff for his arthritis. And he was taking it for 3 days sublingually. And in three days later, he's like, oh, my God, I'm doing stuff that I never could do before. Like his arthritic pains were actually gone.
Is this new? I mean,
it's fairly new. Okay. I mean, it's really just breaking into the medical field now, or I wouldn't even say the medical field, but they're definitely taking notice. It's a natural approach to pain management, and there's a lot of other therapeutic uses, and we'll break it all down.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, too, with the cannabis tie to it, that's where it comes maybe with a little controversy,
with,
a little bit of, you know, questioning as it, you know, as it comes.
Well, you know, Justin, not just on that side, but even, you know, I had a couple comments to me about, you know, oh, another one of these things, you know, like, is it for real? You know, because there's both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
You get science that's really stating, hey, this is what it can do. And you also have other science that says, or people that say, well, I think it's being blown out of proportion. But all the research I've done, and we'll break this all down, is pretty amazing, actually.
All right. So let's dive back into that question, and it's a great question. And Coach Tony talked about his Facebook page. You can find that. Get Your Lean On. Just search it out on Facebook, like Tony, and get a lot of his insights there. GetYourLeanOn.com, Tony's website, where they can contact you. Find out about everything you have going on and the programs. Where are we at in the programs?
Yeah. Well, I'm almost done with the March program, and my May program.
It was full, wasn't it?
It's full.
Yeah.
It's jam-packed full. So I'm starting to take names for my July program. So if you're thinking about doing that, you know, reach out to me right away because the positions will be gone.
Yeah. All right. It's our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony Bednarowski. We're talking health, nutrition, and fitness.
Nutritious fitness.
As we like to call it once in a while. And take a short break. The latest WHBY news. Check that gorgeous. Well, I'll just say it one more time just because.
65.
65, just because we can.
I'll take it because your voice is a little hoarse.
I appreciate game 4 voice.
65.
Game 4 voice. Can you imagine if I go to game 6? Good thing the show is not on Friday.
Right.
There would be nothing left. All right. It is 431 HBY. It's 436, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts here on WHBY with Coach Tony Bednarowski. By the way, I promised weather and traffic and I forgot.
No.
So let's do this. This is from Storm Center 2. Few passing clouds for the overnight tonight, 35 tomorrow. Partly sunny, just a small chance of a late day or evening shower. High tomorrow, 62.
Beautiful, and it's 65 right now.
Well, 64.
64.
Here at the Myron Construction Studio of WHBY. Roads looking good, too. Everybody behaving themselves on this Monday afternoon. Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, nothing to report on the major roadways. So let's get back to it. Health and fitness and nutrition. Monday edition of Ask the Experts. Coach Tony Bednarowski of Get Your Lean On is with us. And we left with the question about CBD oil.
CBD oil, yeah. So, you know, CBD oil is gaining a lot of momentum in the health world, in the wellness world. And there's some amazing studies that confirm that it may help treat a variety of ailments and chronic issues. So cannabinol is a natural compound that exists in the cannabis plant, otherwise known as phytochemicals. These cannabinoids impact the body's endocannabinoid system, affecting a large number of functions throughout the body, as well as general homeostasis, or what that means is balanced and proper functions of the body.
Okay.
So now, even though there's 113 chemical compounds that are naturally secreted through cannabis flowers, THC and CBD are the two that are being looked at for medical purposes. Now, when you take in THC, an active ingredient, whether for medical marijuana or from smoking marijuana, it activates the CB1 and CB2 receptors, creating the feeling of being high. However, cannabinol is not psychoactive because it doesn't directly stimulate CB1 and CB2 receptors. Instead, it activates the receptors like endosine and serotonin. So instead of these, the resulting release of neurotransmitters can be positively affected for symptoms of like anxiety and inflammation, cognition, motor skills, pain perception, nausea, and appetite without the feeling of being high.
Okay.
This quality makes CBD an appealing option for those who are looking for relief of pain or other symptoms without the mind-altering effects of marijuana or certain pharmaceutical drugs. So people are really starting to gravitate toward this, and it is new.
You know, and I'm going to throw a side question on here.
Sure.
Okay, and if I jump ahead of you, you can just, you know, reach through the glass and slap my cheek a little bit. But the legality of it,
mm-hmm.
when we look at cannabis as being illegal,
yes.
how does that factor
because
in?
There's apparently it is legal. There's nothing, and it's being sold now in nutrition stores.
Okay.
There's nothing restraining them from selling it at
gotcha.
This time.
Okay.
There might be some legalities. I don't know personally, but right now it's sold over the counter.
Okay.
So going through CBD for like pain relief, recently scientists have discovered CBD is responsible for pain relieving effects. Now, the human body contains a special system that we just talked about called the endocannabinoid system, or ECS, which involves in regulating a variety of functions like sleep, appetite, pain, and immune response. The body produces endocannabinoids, which are neurotransmitters that bind with cannabinol receptors in the nervous system. Now, studies have shown that CBD may help reduce chronic pain by impacting the endocannabinoid receptors' activity, reducing inflammation and interacting with the neurotransmitters that produce that. So on a pain management side, it's showing pretty remarkable results. Hmm. Now, from an anxiety and depression standpoint, anxiety and depression now are common, obviously common mental health disorders that have devastating impact on our health and well-being. According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, depression is the single largest contributor to disability worldwide, believe it or not. And anxiety disorder ranks number 6. So they're both really high up there being creating disability. Now, anxiety and depression are usually treated with pharmaceutical drugs, which can have a number of side effects, including drowsiness, agitation, insomnia, sexual dysfunction, and headaches. What's more, medications like benzodiazepine, can be super highly addictive, and it there's a lot of substance abuse being noted along with that particular drug these days. Now, CBD oil has promised as a treatment for both depression and anxiety, leading many that are living with these disorders to become interested in this natural approach. CBD has also been shown antidepressant-like effects in several different studies. These qualities are linked to CBD's ability to act on the brain's receptors of serotonin and transmitters that regulate mood and social behaviors. So on the social anxiety or anxiety and depression standpoint, it's shown remarkable standpoints
wow.
too. So
okay.
it's phenomenal. Now, from a neurological standpoint, and this is super important because there's a lot of people suffering from a lot of neurological disorders like Parkinson's and debilitating disorders like neurological disorders like epilepsy and multiple sclerosis. So research, believe it or not, has shown that CBD's ability to act on the endocannabinoid system is pretty remarkable, and especially even other brain systems may provide benefits for those with neurological disorders. In fact, one of the most recent studies used CBD in treating neurological disorders like epilepsy and multiple sclerosis with some pretty staggering results. Through research, though it's relatively new. Several more studies are showing promising results as well. Now, CBD is also being looked into for the effects on health conditions like high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, and metabolic syndrome. And what's more, recently CBD is being looked into to help reduce the symptoms of related to cancer treatment side effects like nausea, vomiting, and pain. So it's shown remarkable effects in all standpoints of different chronic illnesses.
Okay.
So I guess it comes down to, are there any potential side effects with CBD oil? And it doesn't work for everybody, okay? As many people as it's helped, there's also side effects. Through CBD is generally well-tolerated and considered safe. It does cause certain side effects, and here's what they are. Certain studies show that some people react to it and have anxiety and depression. Exactly what you're trying to calm down is having an opposite effect. Okay. Psychosis, nausea, vomiting, drowsiness, dry mouth, dizziness, and diarrhea, and change in appetite are all some of the side effects. So if you try it, obviously, and you any of these pop up, maybe it's not meant for you, but it's shown remarkable effects on pain management especially. CBD is also known to interact with several medications, therefore, before you start taking CBD oil, if you are on different medications, it's always best to consult a medical practitioner to ensure safety and avoid any potential side effects that may happen by combining these two things together. So bottom line, CBD has some great studies that show a great potential role for treating many common health issues, including anxiety, depression, and even heart disease. Now, for those with cancer, it may provide some natural alternative to pain and also symptoms of relief. Research on the potential health benefits of CBD oil is ongoing, and its new therapeutic uses will be discovered as more and more studies are being thrown out there and being done on this. Though there's not much to be learned about the effectiveness right now on CBD, results from recent studies suggest that CBD may be a safe, powerful natural treatment for many, many health issues.
Do you feel that this is, I mean, we've talked about topics that are going to be, you know, conversations in the nutrition world. Is this maybe one of the biggest ones we're about to embark on?
Well, you know,
bigger ones,
I really do think so, Justin, for the simple fact that I've seen some amazing results from personal people that I've been in contact with that have either read my articles and have written to me telling me the benefits for them, better sleep, less pain, all this stuff. And you know how I stand on supplementation?
Yeah.
You know, there's very few that I feel like are really, really pushing us in the direction of better health. Fish oil is one of those things that I just think the Western culture should be on because of the bigger underlying issue of the offset of omega-6, omega-3 fatty acids in our diet. And omega-6 is super high pro-inflammatory, so we have to relieve that inflammation with something, which is the gateway to nearly every chronic issue. This falls right in line with that, I believe, for pain management. And it really comes down to inflammation, and it helps relieve inflammation, which the bottom line is pain relief.
Coach Tony Bednarowski, get your lean on, getyourleanon.com, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. It's 4:47. We'll take our final break, come back, and wrap up today's show. 63, by the way.
It's dropping 63, a little
bit. Dropping a little, yeah. We're down from 65. I'm worried.
I hope it doesn't snow on the way home.
4:47, Coach Tony here on HBY. 4:51, about 5 more minutes to go, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts here on WHBY, Health, Fitness, and Nutrition with Coach Tony Bednarowski. We should put in trying to save your voice, too.
Right?
Yeah. trying to get to that. By the way, we've had a couple of people call during the breaks with a couple of, hey, can CBD oil help with this? Hey, can CBD oil help with that? And I know that's something you wanted to just kind of touch on specifically, Tony, with different specific conditions.
Absolutely. I mean, if you do have a certain medical condition, you know, can it help pain management or motor skills or things like that? Yeah, the evidence is really shining toward it has a multitude of benefit out there therapeutically. Now, on the flip side of that, though, if you're already on medication of some sort, you really need to consult your physician before you do CBD so it doesn't interact with those medications and you have a faulty, you know, reaction. So that's where I want to leave that. Yeah. You know, it obviously the therapeutic benefits are there and they're shown by studies. They're there. But again, if you're on some type of medication that's that you've been prescribed, you really need to talk to your physician about that.
All right. We got one more question here, Coach Tony. We can have time to roll into it.
What's the question?
This would be talking about, here I got the wrong question up, but talking about low-carb foods to avoid.
We got how long?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. I can go generally
through it.
I can break through low-carb foods to avoid. So, okay. It sounds like that question where somebody was trying a low-carb diet and wanted some, like, upfront, you know, where do I start?
I've been doing some research, interested in finding a way to follow a lower-carb, higher-fat diet.
Sure.
Could you possibly help point me in the right direction on some foods? This one coming in from Joni.
Sure. All right, so I'll give her the foods, the list to avoid. That will help her pick better foods. So, first of all, you want to strip your grains and starches, like breads, baked goods, rice, pasta, cereals, things like that, the high starchy stuff. Next one is scrap sugary drinks right off the bat. Sodas, juices, sweet teas, smoothies, sport drinks, chocolate milk, etc. Get rid of them all. Sweeteners like sugar, honey, agave, maple syrup, all those sweeteners, even though some of them seem more natural than others, get rid of them.
Okay.
They're going to hold you back. Starchy vegetables, again, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, winter squash.
Are winter squashes squash grown in Wisconsin in April?
No, they're grown in December.
Or April.
Or April.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to.
Fruits, and this is a big, this is very controversial, right? But fruit is so healthy, and it's so, you know, and it is. There's great antioxidants, great vitamins and minerals with fruit, but if you're going low carb and you want to lose weight or strip body fat, fruit is not your friend. So if you want to eat fruit, limit it to the small portions of berries. And again, I go back to the old school thing of the more meat, skin to meat ratio on a fruit, the better. Meaning berries have a lot of skin to meat ratio.
Yep.
They're low glycemic, so they're perfect. Hmm. Alcoholic beverages, do we want to go there?
We can.
We can.
You might make me cry. I'm just kidding.
But beers.
That's always one of the – I think we go through that one every month. What are the great alcoholic beverages?
Well, because the human body only gets its calories from four sources, three of which are macronutrients. The other one is alcohol, and it's very calorie dense. So it's a toxin.
So limit your beer.
Limit your beer, your sugary cocktails, and your wine. They're all high in carbohydrates. So if you want to go low carb, high fat, you got to nix those. Anything low fat. If it says low fat, they got to replace the fat with something, and usually it's sugar. So anything diet that's labeled diet or low fat or light is often high in sugar. Get rid of it. Go back to the full fat stuff. It's way better for you. It's satiating. Where's the button? Where's the button?
We'll get one in a couple of months.
All right. A couple of months. Can I do the horn?
You can, sure. Go for it. Is it really the horn is in here? Joey's work in the morning. Of course there's horns in here.
So in the last one is highly processed foods, which seems pretty obvious. Limit packaged foods and increase whole unprocessed foods.
All right.
I encourage that.
60 seconds. Do you want to do the ones to eat?
We can if we got time.
All right. 60 seconds.
Okay. And
Joni.
Joni. Just all right, Joni, you're getting the full package here.
All right.
So here's the ones you want to focus on, Joni. Eggs. Eggs are high in healthy fats and essential, and they're essentially carb-free. So there you go. Olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, things like that. Those are all great oils to use. Any kind of fish or shellfish is great. Meats and poultries, red meat, chicken, venison, turkey, etc., pork, all good. Full-fat dairy, cream, full-fat cream, full-fat yogurt, butter and cheese, all good stuff.
Plain yogurt.
Plain yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mix your own berries in there.
Yeah.
Non-starchy vegetables, meaning greens like green beans, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, mushrooms, those are all great choices. Avocados, of course. Berries, but blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. Nuts and seeds, and fresh herbs, pepper, and spices for condiments. There
you
go.
You did it.
Boom.
Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony Bednarowski, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. Go to getyourleanon.com. Follow Tony on Facebook or hear him on Mondays here on WHBY. Coach Tony will be back next week.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach Tony. Go enjoy the 63 degrees
right
here at
right
the Myron Construction Studio of WHBY. This has been Get Your Lean on HBY.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.